When Lamar Tyler met the woman who would be his future wife, Ronnie, he was not all that concerned about whether they could blend their family, since Ronnie already had children from another relationship. Lamar was worried about whether the marriage would actually take root.
My fear was more about whether we could make this happen, not the family happen. And I don't know, maybe we're the only ones that ever, you know, thought that way. But my focus was a lot more on, okay, the marriage. I was thinking that, okay, the kids are here, and whether they're on board now or not, they'll kind of get on board throughout the process. And that really was, I'm like, okay, like, yeah, bro. Like, where were you guys 11 years ago when we first got married? It's so funny now.
This is Family Life Today. Our host is the president of Family Life, Dennis Rainey, and I'm Bob Lapine. We'll meet Lamar and Ronnie Tyler today, hear a little bit about their relationship, about their marriage, and about the video that they have produced for Blended Families. Stay tuned. And welcome to Family Life Today. Thanks for joining us on the Wednesday edition. I have to tell you, if you are speaking at a conference or an event and you bring some of your books or your resources and make them available and you have to order extra because the demand
Yes.
that first day is so great that you have to ship some extra in, you feel pretty good about that.
You do. It happened last September at the Summit on Step Family Ministry that we had at Focus on the Family's headquarters, along with 360 leaders of blended ministries, step family ministries in the local church. And we were excited to co-host that with Focus on the Family. And one of the couples who spoke at the event, Bob, personally, I am really excited about because they want to build Black families.
This is a husband and wife who live in Atlanta, Georgia. They work together as filmmakers. They've done a number of documentaries, and their most recent documentary is called Blended. And they took a look at the challenges facing blended families, not just in the Black community, but in the body of Christ overall. In fact, Ron Deal, who heads up the blended family ministry here at Family Life, appears as a part of this documentary. And so we asked Lamar and Ronnie Tyler to come and share their story and to tell us a little bit about this documentary. And when we got done, we said, now we have a number of copies available in the back, and we sold out like that. And they had to order in, I don't know, a couple hundred more, and they sold out of those as well. There was a great demand for this film.
Well, they do great work. And frankly, they're touching a nerve, Bob, that desperately needs to be addressed and met in the local church. Let's listen as you interview them live at the Summit on Step Family Ministries back at Focus on the Family last September.
Tell everybody a little bit about your background. Both of you were involved in IT before you met one another, right?
Right.
So what were you doing?
I was a project manager for IBM.
Okay.
I did that for 17 years before we started working together.
Yep. And myself, I was the IT manager at Fox 5 in DC, television station.
And how did your paths cross?
Just through mutual friends. I came to visit her one day in the DC area. And he was at her home. She was having like a little get together at her home.
Was this a setup? I mean, was she trying to set you up with him?
Not really. He was not. We have a blended family, so he was not really paying me any mind. I think I had my baby with me or something. He was over talking to the other young ladies, and I was holding my baby.
It was love at first sight.
It was love at first sight.
For Ronnie, I got it. So did you notice her at this get-together?
Yeah, definitely did notice her. And then we met again at a different event, I guess maybe a few months later.
Yes.
And at the time, I had a traveling job. And I knew at the time Ronnie was living in Newport News, Virginia, down near Hampton in Virginia Beach. I knew I had a trip coming up to Norfolk in a few months. So I said, hey, when I come to your city, you know, I'd love to kind of go out, take you out to dinner or something. And we did that, and the rest is history.
Yes.
Were you not at all cautious or put off by the fact that she was a mother of two?
You know, I wasn't, because actually I grew up as a child of divorce, you know, with a single mom who raised three sons. So I kind of grew up in that environment, so it really didn't bother me. I know some people say, well, I don't want to date someone with kids. That really wasn't an issue to me.
Since you got married, you've added two more to the family, right?
Yes.
So you're now, you've got four kids.
Yes.
Who's taking care of them right now?
His mother.
Okay, God bless your mother, right?
Yes, yes, definitely.
And something in those first years of marriage caused the two of you to say, we need to address issues related to marriage and family, particularly in the Black community, right?
Yes.
Right. So, yeah, well, you know, Lamar worked at the Fox station, and he was doing websites and things for them. And he came home one day, and he said, Ronnie, I think we could do our own website, our own blog. And, you know, that way he would have full control over it, not red tape and things.
Right.
And we sat down, and we thought, well, what would be a topic that we both would be interested in writing about over the long haul? And marriage was that. We both were really passionate about marriage. And we noticed that when we announced that we were getting married, people weren't exactly happy about it. As far as like, they were like rolling their eyes. Are you sure? Don't do it. You know, like
don't
all of those.
Don't make the same mistake
don't
I did.
Don't make the same mistakes and things
wow.
of that nature. And we really wanted to promote a positive image of marriage within the African American community in particular. We just felt like those images needed to be out there. When you thought about marriage, you thought about the African American community. If you're not thinking about the Cosby Show, what are you thinking about
right.
as far as images that are out there and prevalent? They're more negative images. And we wanted people to see that, yeah, you know, African-American couples, they're married, they're happy, and they're Black men in the families, and they're taking care of their children, and they're happy to be taking care of their children. And so we started our site, blackandmarriedwithkids.com, in 2007, and it really took off. And we had people just writing into us and saying, you know what? I'm happily married. I don't see any other couples like us represented in the media. Or my parents, they've been married for 20 or 30 years, and you never see or hear, you know, people talk about that. And I think that's why it really resonated with a lot of people within our community.
You both came from situations. You grew up in a divorced home.
Yes.
10 years previous relationship, two kids. Was there not some fear before the two of you stood and said, I do? Can we really make this happen?
I would say I think my fear was more about whether we could make this happen, not the family happen. And I don't know, maybe we're the only ones that ever, you know, thought that way. But my focus was a lot more on, okay, the marriage. I was thinking that, okay, the kids are here, and whether they're on board now or not, they'll kind of get on board throughout the process. And that really was a lot, okay, like, yeah, but. Like, where were you guys 11 years ago when we first got married? It's so funny now.
But seriously, I never thought about it. The term step family, blended family, it just never even crossed my mind. I mean, I was happy. Lamar was a good guy. And things were working out when we were dating. They seemed to like him when we were dating. So.
So. Were the first years tough?
They were very tough. They were very tough. I mean, we were really blindsided by blended family issues. You know, first of all, we were a new couple, you know, and of course, I had never been married, so I didn't even have the benefit of having those lessons learned.
Right.
As far as like, this, I wouldn't do these things again. No, I didn't. This is my first marriage. Also, I pretty much took care of disciplining my kids myself. You know, I didn't share that. I didn't have any thoughts to run across with anybody else. And to actually have his input sometimes, it was tough. I didn't want to hear his input. I was very defensive. And I thought, you know, how could he say these things about my kids? And he doesn't even have kids. What is he talking about? He doesn't know. And, you know, so things like that were running through my mind. I didn't necessarily voice those, but as a biological mother, I really thought those things sometimes, or I thought, is he really, why is he's more strict than me, and I really just figured that out once we started having kids together. But before we had kids together, I would think, is he like that because of my kids? Mm-hmm. You know, we just have this different disciplining styles.
Right.
And so there's just a lot that goes through your head as a biological parent. Can anybody else relate to that?
Yeah.
Or am I the only one? Okay.
No.
Everybody was quiet. I was like, okay. maybe it's just us.
Only because I'm sitting here thinking, I love my husband and I want to listen to him, but then I love my kids. And as a biological mother, I want to make sure I'm doing great by my kids. You never want to be that person in the media. She married this man and let him take care of her, you know, be mean to her kids or anything like that. So I had these things running through my mind. And he had his own perspective as well.
Thoughts like you were having can be the seeds that take a marriage down.
Yes.
Why didn't it take your marriage down?
We got committed to each other. I mean, it got bad. We were arguing over, you know, discipline. We were having issues coming together as a new couple. Again, we were a new couple. We had to learn how to communicate. We had to learn how to come together as a couple, in addition to having just ready-made family on top of it.
Unfulfilled expectations.
Yes. And so we really became united. Like, we really joined together as a united front. I mean, I remember we just had this huge argument one time, and Lamar just came and he was like, you know what, we're not seeing eye to eye, but I love you and we're going to work this out. And that really turned it all around from us, just our commitment to each other. And I think also we just became like really united in front of the kids, in front of like extended family that may or may not have been on board, that may have been naysayers or whatever. But I felt like once we came together and once we showed them that you're not going to break them up, you're not going to break them apart, people really start challenging us as much.
And when she talks about that, she's talking about people outside of our marriage and the kids. Because the kids will want to break you up, and people outside of your marriage will want to break you up as well. And I think that's one of the things that's missed a lot of times. You know, we'll hear about outside influences around your blended family, but I think a lot of times the perspective is that these outside influences are rational people. And sometimes the perspective is that, you know, these are people that want the best for your children. And I don't think, you know, I think they have their own agendas, their own things going on. And sometimes you're trying to have a rational relationship with irrational people. And they're sending things through your kids, into your home, into your life. So we, like Ronnie said, we really had to come together and say, you know what, you know, we're keeping this marriage together. We're going to do what we need to do in order to come together. And we're not going to, you know, give up.
Some people need to write down what you said, which was, we're not seeing eye to eye, but I love you and we're going to make this work.
Yes.
I mean, just saying that, as you said, that was kind of like, okay, now we'll figure out how to make it work.
Right.
It was definitely the first step.
Did you recognize the naysayers, the kids and the outside influences? Did you know these are people who are not for us?
Eventually I did, because it would come back to us that they literally would say, she shouldn't be with him. So they made it very clear, but then there were still other ways that we didn't, because there were people who would come to me and say, you know what, you know, talking about our son, you know, he needs a strong, you know, male figure like you in his life, and his dad isn't there, and we're so glad you're here. But then later on, we would find out they were telling him, well, guess what, he's not your dad, so he doesn't have the right to tell you what to do. And really, they were sowing seeds of discord into our child, which looking at it later, I really, really felt bad. Because again, you know, they, under the guise of, you know, we want what's best for him, when you send a child in with those directives and that mission, and then it seems like he's just acting those things out, you know, I mean, it just, you know, sent our family to a bad path.
Is there an expectation in the Black community that marriages probably aren't going to work?
I don't know if it's an expectation, particularly just in the Black community. But I just feel like more and more people need to see marriages work. I feel like people are getting like disheartened, and they're not seeing it. You're seeing a lot of generations and generations of single parenthood, and so they're not seeing those examples. And so that's really what our mission is to really, really put those examples out there to show people that, yeah, marriages can work, and if you do have problems, you know, divorce is not always the option. You can work them through, and you can come through stronger. And people just aren't seeing that.
And we've done, you know, screenings of our documentaries, and we'll have someone stand up in the Q&A and say, hey, I'm single and I don't want to get married. Is it a problem with that? Then when we probe a little deeper, oftentimes we may hear, well, I don't want to get married because I've never seen successful marriages. Mm. And like Ronnie said, I think once you start to look at, you know, generation after generation of, you know, just single parent, single parent, single parent, and then you look in communities where maybe, you know, there are a lot of marriages, there aren't a lot of things for you to really reflect on and say, okay, that's the great part of marriage. That's why we do what we do with Black and Married with Kids. That's why we make actual documentary films, so that someone can sit down and say, okay, here's a man, a strong man, talking about the benefit of marriage. Because no matter who you are across any culture, 9 times out of 10, if you see marriage portrayed in the movies, in the news, in the newspapers, it's all negative. It's right. All about, for men, you're losing your freedom, you're losing your life, you're losing your livelihood. So it's important for us at all stages to put these positive images out in front and really market marriage.
Tell us about, that's great, isn't it? You've done a number of documentaries.
Yes.
Tell us about the films you've made.
Yeah, so we've just now releasing our sixth film, which we'll talk about in a second.
Right.
But the whole thing, like I said, we started out, we wanted to provide positive images of marriage and parenting in African-American community, because we knew that there were millions of married African-American couples that basically get ignored when you cut on the television or open up the newspaper, as if they don't exist. So like Ronnie said, you know, we created our first documentary. Even though I worked at a TV station, I had no previous experience whatsoever holding a camera or shooting anything. I bought one from a friend just to do some things on the website. And we got this crazy idea, let's do a documentary film. And I was going to hire a guy, but I was like, you know, how's that work? How much is it going to cost? Am I going to make the money back? You know, if we make money, you know, is stuff going to get funny then? You know, all those types of things. And Ronnie, you know, she really instilled in me that, hey, you know what? We have a camera. I think you can do this.
Wow.
So for the next 2 weeks, I went out and interviewed couples and, you know, pulled together a few experts. And we made our first film, screened it in Washington, D.C. We lived in the D.C. area at the time, screened it in Washington, D.C. We had a 160-seat theater, and I was hoping that 60 people would at least come, but we sold that 160 out. Media and press came out, and then from there, you know, we just took that money, reinvested, made the next film, bought better cameras, better quality equipment. You know, people said, you know, we loved the first film, but want to hear the stories of the actual individual couples, so we made a movie called You Save Me, talking about how marriage, you know, husbands, wives have actually saved these couples from different things in their lives.
Wow.
Then from there, it was a movie about manhood in the African-American community. Men ain't boys. Then, like, we did a movie called Still Standing after that, talking about six couples, and they each faced a major issue that leads to divorce a lot of times. We had a couple that went through infidelity, blended family issues, financial issues. So, you know, it's just been a process of creating films that show that, hey, couples face issues. So that when couples sit down and they watch it, they say, guess what? I'm not alone.
Yes.
I'm not the only one going through this. Somebody else went through it. Then not only did they go through it, but they made it through on the other side. And once couples see that and they know, okay, somebody else faced the same thing, sometimes worse than what I'm going through, and they made it, guess what? It gives them a little bit of hope. And when they get a little bit of hope, that's when we want to turn them over to people like the people in this room to get the resources.
So which of these films that you've made has had the broadest audience? Which has sold the most DVDs?
Actually, our last one, right?
Yeah, our last one, which is different. Our last one was a little bit different. So our last one was actually talking about the lack of generational wealth in the African-American community. So I think that one sold the most because it talked about money.
Got it.
But before that, outside of that, like money sells anything. Like you want to sell something, talk about money, people buy it all day. So we are doing a follow-up to that series, but we're not here to talk about that today. But our most popular marriage movie is called Still Standing. Like I said, it was six couples, like I said, from infidelity to communication issues to things that really just break the foundation of marriages. And they all tell their testimony of how they came through it. And when couples see that, I mean, just it just convicts them a lot of time in their spirit if they're not doing the right thing, if you have somebody in that relationship not doing the right thing. And the thing about our movies is they're not workshop-based films. They make you laugh, they make you cry, and it's a low barrier of entry to get people out to see them.
So tell me about this one.
Okay, so yeah, so this one is near and dear to us. It's called Blended, The Unspoken Truth About Step Families. And it has the same purpose as all of our other films. We really wanted to talk to experts as well as real couples and really to get that message out there that, you know, although that you're struggling in your blended family, there is hope and that you can come through on the other side and that your family can be stronger than ever. And so we went around the country and we talked to experts, one being Ron Deal, of course. How can you have a movie without Ron in it?
Right.
So Ron Deal, and we talked to experts as well as couples, and we just tell their story, and hopefully it can be touching. I mean, we want people to make sure they have their tissues out when they're watching it. But at the end of the day, we want to inspire couples to get help, because if those couples in the movie can do it, then you can too.
Your hope is that churches or small groups or just people who wanted to have friends over for dinner would show this DVD. And how long is the movie?
75 minutes.
Okay.
So what we do, all of our films, we land them all between 60 to 75 minutes so that you can show them in a two-hour format. If you are our ministry, you know, hosted at the church, that's long enough for you to actually do a screening and have a discussion afterwards. Do a small group for couples. You know, if you're not leading a ministry, you just want to see this, and we'll have couples invite other couples that they know that need to come over and just see it and begin the conversation. And, you know, a lot of times, since there are women leading the charge a lot of times for their marriages, we'll have women just get together for girls' night out you know, just to see it and get together. Couples do date night, but on some level, you know, just get a copy in your hands, begin to have that conversation. Like I said, it's a low barrier for entry. So a lot of times for churches, it's hard to get people in for that, you know, 16-hour, two-day workshop on the weekend or the four-week class. But it's a lot easier to get that husband that doesn't want to come out to just say, hey, he's just coming to watch a movie. And it's not a workshop. You know, it's not a course. It's just a movie. But like I said, once they see the film, they get encouraged. They want more. And then when they want more, you're set up there with your resources, with that four-week course or whatever it is that you want to do.
That's when they can pour into the Smart Step Family
exactly.
DVDs or the whatever is the right thing for your group to go through.
Exactly.
And I know that marriage issues are cross-cultural.
Yes.
But I also know that cultural issues play into marriage and family. As you think about the Black family in America and about marriage and about family, are you encouraged or are you discouraged about where we are today?
I'm both. You know, I'm definitely discouraged. I mean, definitely what you see on the media and what's playing out, it affects the family, and it definitely impacts us as African Americans in this country. However, I am encouraged because, you know, the more that we do our work with blackandmarriedwithkids.com, the more couples that we meet, the more Black couples that we meet, the more people like Joyce and Junius and other folks out there that are just like warriors for marriage and that do have happy marriages and that are married for a long time. So I'm definitely encouraged.
And I would say I'm encouraged too, because we get to see firsthand the couples that you don't see through media, that you don't see through the press. You know, we have over, you know, 300,000 people visit the website every month. A Facebook page, with, I think it's up to 520,000 people now.
Wow. Right.
So the perception is that in the Black community, like, marriage isn't highly regarded and people don't want marriage. But we talk to singles. Actually, one of the largest sections of our site are actually singles who want to prepare for marriage.
Hmm.
And who say, you know, I've seen divorces around me, so I want to know what's going on with marriages. So they come to read our marriage articles. And we actually try to segment them and send them emails just for singles. And they say, no, keep me on the marriage list too.
Wow.
Because I want those stories. So we see both sides.
I can see why Ebony thought you were the coolest Black family in America. Just, this is great.
Well, we've been listening back to a conversation that I had with Lamar and Ronnie Tyler at the Summit on Step Family Ministry back in Colorado Springs back in September. And it's encouraging to us that more and more people are starting to say, maybe the Bible can help us with relationship issues. Maybe there are answers in what the gospel has to say about life and relationships.
I think there's a lot of people today in various stages of brokenness. Some are single, some are married, some are in blended step-family situations. Everybody needs help. Everybody needs hope. Everyone needs someone to come alongside them, put their arm around them and say, you know what, we've got some proven solutions that will not only nurture your soul and your spiritual condition as a follower of Christ, but it'll equip you as you raise your children and as you send the next generation out with the message of Christ to their generation.
We mentioned earlier that one of the things we're doing this fall is hosting a national live stream event called Blended and Blessed, where Ron Deal and other speakers are going to gather together. This is on Saturday, April 29th. It's going to be hosted in local churches, but it can be live streamed at home if you'd prefer to do that. They're going to be focusing in on the five keys that are crucial for healthy stepfamily marriages. The event is free to host. It's free to attend. You can find out more when you go to familylifetoday.com about how you can host an event like this, how you can attend an event, or how you can watch it at home on the live stream. Again, our website is familylifetoday.com. Look for information about the upcoming Blended and Blessed live stream event. And also look for information about the DVD that Lamar and Ronnie Tyler have put together called Blended, The Unspoken Truth About Step Families. We've got it in our Family Life Today Resource Center. You can order from us online, or you can call 1-800-FL-TODAY to order. This would be a great documentary to watch together with other stepfamily couples and then start a small group Bible study. Go through Ron Deal's Smart Stepfamily material or or launch a step family ministry in your church with this documentary as the way to get things going. Again, it's called Blended. You can order online at familylifetoday.com, or you can call 1-800-F as in family, L as in life, and then the word today. You know, whatever is the condition of your marriage. If you're in a blended marriage, you're in a marriage where things are thriving, maybe a marriage where things are rough right now, our goal here at Family Life is to help your marriage be all that God wants it to be. We believe the Bible has the answers for the issues you face in marriage. The Bible teaches us how to be dispensers of grace to one another, how to love one another unconditionally, how to forgive one another when we sin against one another. Here at Family Life Today, we seek to provide practical biblical help and hope for your marriage and your family through these daily broadcasts, through the resources we create on our website at familylifetoday.com, at the events we host like the Weekend to Remember Marriage Getaway. All of these things are designed to help strengthen your marriage and your family. And we appreciate our legacy partners who really are partners with us in this ministry, people who believe that marriage and family is important, people who believe that a resource like this daily radio program is important for your community. The legacy partners are the folks who provide the financial backbone for our ministry. We couldn't do what we do without them. And maybe you've been a longtime listener and never become a monthly legacy partner. Maybe today's the day for you to do that. Go to familylifetoday.com to find out more about becoming a legacy partner, or call 1-800-FL-TODAY. And whether you choose to become a legacy partner today or simply to make a one-time gift, we'd like to say thank you for your support by sending you a copy of Dennis and Barbara Rainey's book, Moments With You. It's a devotional guide for couples. And it's our thank you gift when you donate online at familylifetoday.com or call 1-800-FL-TODAY to donate. Or you can mail your donation to Family Life Today and request the daily devotional. Our mailing address is Family Life Today at Post Office Box 7111, Little Rock, Arkansas. Our zip code is 72223. Now, tomorrow, we want to talk about how we can raise kids who are grateful for what they have rather than kids who keep thinking they're entitled to things that they don't have. How do we raise grateful kids in an entitled world? Kristen Welch is going to join us tomorrow to talk about that. We hope you can be with us as well. I want to thank our engineer today, Keith Lynch, along with our entire broadcast production team. On behalf of our host, Dennis Rainey, I'm Bob Lapine. We will see you back next time for another edition of Family Life Today. Family Life Today is a production of Family Life of Little Rock, Arkansas. Help for today. Hope for tomorrow.